Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include everything from archives to live streams and more, all available free for you at freetalklive.com. So we'll talk to you about what you want. I want to continue a post from over at Bureaucrash Social, and then we'll get into an email update, Mark, that you have that you've been waiting to share with us. But to wrap up this post where this gentleman named Cap'n Jeremy over at Bureaucrash Social gets critical. He's been critical of the Free State Project, and I think we pretty effectively rebutted his assertions on that on those points. But now he's going to get critical toward Free Talk Live.
Okay.
So let's see what he has to say. And we don't get a lot of hate mail on this show, and this isn't really hate, it's just critique. So here's what he has to say. Lately on the show, other people have called in with suggestions and ideas for liberty, only to be shot down by our two hosts. This is ridiculous, guys.
No, it's not. And I'm going to stop you right there. The fact is there are good ideas to do for things for liberty, and there are bad ideas.
How
Sorry,
about
Jeremy.
We form a new third party, and we try to get into the debates?
Yeah, that'll
on the national
work.
Level.
How about we smear ourselves with peanut butter and write Ron Paul's name on our chest and run around naked? I mean, it's there are good ideas and there are bad ideas, Jeremy. And the fact is, some people need to be told what their problems are with their ideas.
And the
now,
reason why
Free Talk Live's an idea. Let's hear some more critique.
Well, now the reason why some people should be told these things is because others have made those mistakes in the past. And I understand most people need to go out and make the mistakes for themselves just to really learn what the truth is. Because it's
but
one.
Some people will listen and not waste their time
right.
with foolish notions.
Some people will understand that we have had activists talking. We've talked to activists on this show, liberty activists, many of whom have been in the movement much longer than I. I mean, I've only been doing this for a decade, just about a decade, I guess, at this point. Many have been doing it for 3 or 4 decades, and they know what doesn't work because they've been doing what doesn't work. And many of those activists have made the decision to come to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project because they feel as though they've exhausted the other options and that this really is the best chance for liberty in our lifetime. So with that in mind, I continue the email. So he says that you can go on for hours and hours about Libertopia and all the perfect market-based solutions various people have thought up, but once someone else offers up an idea that doesn't involve the Free State Project, it's thrown out the window. No, that's not true. I think that concentrating activists is a good strategy. I don't care if it's concentrating them in Luxembourg or in New Hampshire or in Free State, you know, in Wyoming. There's a Free State Wyoming movement. It's not really much of a movement, and that's the truth. It's like a couple dozen people, I think, at this point, but it's something. I like the idea of a free town project. I think that could be done anywhere that people decided to do it. I believe that a free town project where activists would target one very specific geographic area to move to, I believe that'll be more successful in an area where the surrounding areas are also infiltrated, if you will, by liberty activists, and that area, of course, would be New Hampshire. So I believe that those ideas are all best served in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, but that doesn't mean that I think they're bad ideas anywhere else. In fact, I encourage the other people that are saying to them, there are people that have said, well, I don't want to move to New Hampshire. I'd rather stay out west. Great. Stay out west and do this out west. Have a Free State West.
There is one. It's languishing to some extent.
Let's compete. Let's see who can get the most liberty the fastest. Let's see who can secede the fastest. And you know what the response has been recently on some of the Bureaucrash Social forums by the critics, namely one Mr. Liberty Pyle, who we had an extended conversation with on the air recently. The response has been, well, I don't know why you try to make this out to be a competition. This is a competition to get to liberty. Well, maybe you're not competing, and that's fine. You have no obligation to compete with us. But the whole point that you're saying, the whole fact that you're saying, well, this isn't a competition, what are you trying to make this a competition for? That tells me that you have no sense of urgency.
Yeah.
That tells me that you aren't out there really doing anything particular. I mean, yeah, you're talking to your friends and your neighbors and all that. That's what you claim. But it doesn't really sound like you really expect to get anywhere if you can't compete with us.
You know, I I think perhaps when Liberty Pyle called in, we might have been a little more gentle with him. However, I found his phone call frustrating. I found that he was talking about he wanted to get to Liberty, but he didn't seem to want to do anything about it.
Right, except and post on a message board.
Right, his solutions were...
Talk to the family.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to people about Liberty, and I'm going to live free. Well, that's a great thing. You know, it's great for conversation if you want to drive people away, because, you know, the vast majority of people do not want to hear political conversations. And if they do want to hear political conversations, they certainly don't want to hear your politics. They'd much rather hear their own parroted to them. You might convert one out of 20 people, and that's how conversion goes, and that's fine if that's what you want to do. But to think that living free is going to work, well, that's not going to happen. It didn't work for David Koresh. It didn't work for the Browns there, mm-hmm. Ed Brown. It didn't work for all kinds of people.
Yeah, you can live free until they decide they want to take you and put you in a cage.
Right. And at which point you'll negotiate with them as best you can, and if you don't negotiate, you'll go to jail like Ed Brown did.
So he says you don't think there are other ways to liberty from politicians? You don't think that anyone else can have as much influence as the Free State Project? I've never said that. I think
the Free State Project has a big leg up on anybody at this point, because we've been around for five years, something like that. I don't know, 4 years.
I think that if somebody who was like maybe a national celebrity with a big name came out as a pro-liberty person, I think that Penn and Teller have a much larger influence than the Free State Project. I think that John Stossel has a much larger influence than the Free State Project as far as on the minds of Americans. I believe those statements to be true. And I've never suggested that everything but the FSP is a bad idea. I just think most of the other ideas are bad. I think the Freedom Ship idea is cool.
Yeah, the seasteading. I've talked about that on the air several times.
Right.
I'm interested in it. The fact is, you've got to convince us of something that makes sense. And if you come up with the same old tired ideas of starting a third party or posting, writing a book or posting blogs and all those other things, I'm not saying those are bad ideas. I'm just saying you need something more.
Yeah, it's more of the same. Oh, we're just going to run another ballot initiative down here in Massachusetts to get people to reject the income tax. Oh, it lost worse this time. 70% of Massachusetts voters voted against it. Well, never fear. We're going to do it again. We're going to try again.
Here's why it lost. It wasn't funded properly. Right. You need to give more money.
Right. So we're critical of those ideas. And that's what we're here to do. That's one of the things I'm here to do. When we talk about liberty on this show, I'm going to look at my experience. I'm going to look at the experience of some other people that we've talked to, and I'm going to add it all up, and I'm going to tell you how I see it. Now, I understand that people like Kevin Jeremy are hearing things that they're using selective hearing, apparently, because all he's hearing is that all we're doing is promoting the Free State Project and that we haven't acknowledged that anything else could be successful, and that's just not true. That's just not true. It's just that we believe this is the most likely to be successful.
That's how I feel. I'm trying to keep my mind open to things. I really do. I'll grant you.
That's why we ask. Give us a call if you believe something else is a better idea. We're here. I want to hear it.
I don't
know if I'm wrong.
By the way, the Ron Paul didn't have anything to do with the Free State Project, other than he endorsed it while he was here.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and it was a half-hearted endorsement. I endorse anything anybody's doing for freedom, including apparently smearing oneself with peanut butter, because it's anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a nice politician thing to say, but Ron Paul really didn't have anything to do with the Free State Project, and we supported him. You sent him money. I sent him money.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
There's all kinds of things that we support. Downsize DC is another one. The National RLC, I'm in contact with those guys, and I hope them the best, but I don't think that there's anything that can be done on a national level.
He says, do you really think libertarians who aren't in the Free State Project are all going through mental gymnastics to convince themselves that other solutions might be viable?
Well, I don't think that humans have a tendency not to critique their own actions. They're very good at that. And so, no, I don't think they're going through mental gymnastics. I think they just got confirmation bias.
Yeah.
They've written off the Free State Project. And I think that there are some
problems. Because it's inconvenient.
There's some problems with the Free State Project. Absolutely. I'd say that things could have gone much more quickly. If you look at how quickly people joined up originally, the first 3,000 people, it was skyrocketing. And then it kind of leveled out and plateaued. And now, recently, it's amazingly really been picking up since Obama got elected. We're getting something like 100 a month.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely true. I've been watching it. Every day I check the numbers. It's going up that quickly.
That's cool.
We're almost 9,000 now. By almost, I mean within
100 or so.
No, within 7 or so.
What? I was just looking the other night.
Let me take a look again.
I'm pretty sure you're wrong. I think it's like around 8,900. Anyway, we're talking about the Free State Project. There's a little more critique here, and we want to hear from you as well at 800-259-9231. Have you got a better idea to achieve liberty in our lifetime? We'd love to hear it from you, whatever it is. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their site. We have updates on ours and a whole bunch of other stuff that's all totally free. You can get on the updates list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That, again, is updates.freetalklive.com.
More than 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email. Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's both private and confidential, and is guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. You can go over to PrivacyHarbor.com and sign up for a free account today. PrivacyHarbor.com.
So back to the critical post over at Bureaucrash Social in their forums, one of the posts about the Free State Project and about Free Talk Live and our support of the Free State Project. They get critical about that here in a moment. But he's talking about how it is that we seem to be critical, at least to his mind, on any sort of solution that doesn't involve moving to New Hampshire as far as achieving liberty in our lifetime. Well, because, Mark, you and I are both participants in the Free State Project.
Right, and the Free State Project requires people to move, so therefore we're very evangelical in getting people to move. We want people, you know, good liberty-minded people to move to New Hampshire.
And if I didn't believe that the Free State Project was indeed the best chance at liberty in our lifetime, then I wouldn't have moved here. I wouldn't have come here, and I wouldn't be talking about it on the show. I mean, yes, they are a sponsor, and we'll address that here in a moment. But I wouldn't be discussing it to the extent that we do. I mean, people pay for sponsorships. They get a certain amount. Sometimes we give them a little bonus, but the Free State Project gets all kinds of bonus on this show.
The Free State Project, we talked about them before they were a sponsor.
Exactly.
We were members before they were sponsors. The reason we went after them is because we believe so strongly in the product.
I thought they'd make a great advertiser for the show. And it's true, they do.
Yeah, actually, they started off with a small amount of investment, and then they got larger and larger, and I guess they pared down a little bit because of budgetary concerns. But everybody's got those these days.
So he says, do you think the libertarians who aren't in the Free State Project are all going through mental gymnastics to convince themselves that other solutions might be viable? And what he's suggesting there is that that these people that still believe that they have a shot where they are going through some sort of, that we believe they're going through some mental gymnastics to convince themselves otherwise. I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think that, as you said, Mark, cognitive dissonance, they are essentially, they don't want to face what it is that we're saying. I mean, can you imagine? You're comfy where you are. You're comfy, and you were comfy where you were, Mark. You didn't really want to leave.
Like, no.
You kind of followed me up here to some extent.
I was essentially a signer of the Free State Project because I believe in it, and I know that they have to have people to sign up for it to work.
But you were going to wait until 20,000.
Yeah, I wasn't moving until it got to 20,000. I didn't know when that was going to be, and it seemed like it was going to be a long ways off.
So you were comfy. You didn't want to go anywhere. It's easy to stay where you are. I mean, an object at rest tends to stay at rest and all of that. So you're involved in some level of liberty activism, maybe with the Libertarian Party or the Campaign for Liberty or something like that, where you currently are. And, you're out there running a candidate, getting 3% or 2% or less or whatever it is you're doing, or trying to fight against some new tax increase and patting yourself on the back because you got 20% of the people to vote for it. Whatever it is that you're doing that's not really resulting in any significant holding the line against the state, because the state's growing everywhere. Even here in New Hampshire, the state is growing.
It still is. We're slowing the growth of the state here in New Hampshire with the 600 movers we've got in the Free State Project.
So the line has not even been held yet here. So I know where you are. The state's getting bigger, because if it wasn't, I'm sure we'd be getting wind of that on this liberty-oriented talk show. Someone would say, hey, guess what, guys? Illinois just cut their budget by 25%. So
it's hilarious.
So I know where the mental position is to say, well, what I'm doing here feels like it's effective. I'm reaching out to people. They like the message. I've done outreach. I've talked to people at gun shows and pride fests and various other events, and they are very receptive to the message of liberty. It's just getting them to do something about it that's the tricky part. So it's easy to pat yourself on the back and say, and feel like you're having some sort of effect, that this must be working, that eventually something's going to break, the straw's going to break the camel's back, all of a sudden this influx of new liberty activists is going to come into the movement where you are, and the tides are going to turn, and the state's going to just shrink back and die off. And it's a wonderful, positive view, and I don't blame you for wanting to feel that way. And I'm not saying that everybody feels this way. I'm talking about how I might have felt in the past. talking about my personal experience doing outreach, I felt like I was doing something good. And I know I was, because I did uncover some good activists, and all of those good activists I uncovered, by the way, are now Free State Project members. One of them lives here. The other one will be here next year. So I understand the position of wanting to stay where you are. It's just more convenient. You want to feel like you can win where you are because, damn it, it's your home. You want to be able to free your home. You want to be able to have your friends be free and your family be free. And you want to be able to cut taxes back and have more ability to choose for yourself what you want in your life. And you want to be able to do it where you are. So when somebody tells you, hey, guess what? All these activists are moving to New Hampshire. And you hear some of your friends maybe in your area saying, hey, I heard about that Free State Project. I'm thinking about joining because, well, I'm tired of what's going on around here. And it sounds like they're really getting something done up there. It sounds like these are really doers. They're not just sitting around chatting about liberty. They're actually doing something. You know, that's exciting. And so as you see some of your activist friends packing up and moving to New Hampshire, it must be kind of frustrating. And I think that's where, if there are any gymnastics, that's where they would come into play. Like, well, that Free State Project, that's not necessarily the answer. You guys can run off and play in New Hampshire. We're going to fight it out here. We're going to dig into the trenches, and we're going to get liberty here in Arizona.
Well, you know, and I think Arizona, by the way, probably has one of the best shots of any of the states out there. But if you're staying in Massachusetts and fighting it out, if you're staying in New York and fighting it out, if you're staying in California or Oregon or Washington, Florida, Texas, what are you thinking about?
I don't know if Arizona's that great. Joe Arpaio's in Arizona.
They seem well organized in Arizona, and I don't think that I would leave necessarily a well organized active group.
Thinking about
Arizona versus Florida. Think about it, man. Sitting in Sarasota, what was going on for liberty anywhere
They had an advertisement at the bus station.
In Sarasota, but
that's
if you
right.
think there was nothing going on in Miami that
they were
I ever heard about,
some bus
nothing
bums.
I ever heard about in Tampa, nothing I ever heard about in Orlando.
They ran some candidates. They ran a full slate of candidates.
Candidates are meaningless. They have to do something, and just having somebody else on the ballot that signed up a piece of paper and paid their $10 to be a candidate doesn't really count.
They were doing outreach. There was outreach.
Outreach is good.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, having little booths at the fairs, fine, but I don't think...
I know, because I did it. I did it all.
I don't think that is going to amount to much.
And that's how I felt. And I felt like I was spinning my wheels and not getting very much return on my investment. And I feel like the return on investment here in New Hampshire, as far as activism is concerned, is far greater than anywhere else.
There's some lawsuits being filed in Arizona. They're working on this, speed ticket camera thing. They've got some stuff going on there.
The state's getting bigger. That's the end of the story.
So it is in New Hampshire, too.
It is in New Hampshire, too, but our activist ranks are getting bigger here faster than anywhere else.
I agree
That's
with
true,
that. I agree
it?
With that. However, what I'm saying is I'd be less likely to leave Arizona, because if liberty is what I was concerned with, then I would be to leave California. For God's sakes, if you live in California, move to New Hampshire.
So all I'm saying is I understand where you're coming from if you feel like you should stay where you are. And if that's what you feel like, go ahead. Fight it out. Fight the good fight, man. Keep doing what you're doing. And then when you finally come to the conclusion that it's not working out how you intended it to work out, then we'll be here in New Hampshire. And we'll be having successes, and we'll be telling you about our successes, and you'll be welcome to join us. We'll be waiting here with open arms for you. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip! The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. We've got live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Going to jump back into the calls here. Just two more quick paragraphs from this post over at Bureaucrash Social, critical of Free Talk Live and the Free State Project, which we happen to be big fans of on the show. He says, the fact of the matter, this is Captain Jeremy writing, he says, the fact of the matter is that the Free State Project is merely one solution to this multifaceted problem, and it is definitely not the final solution or the only solution. It's also, no, we've never said it was the final or, well, we might have said it was the only solution, but we've changed our view, I think, at this point to say that it's the best solution, in our opinion. And he says, it's also one of the sponsors of your show, so I can understand why you guys are so stubborn about it. Well, we are, as you mentioned, Mark, we have been promoting the Free State Project since long before they were sponsors of this show. We were giving them free promotions a couple years before they actually bought.
And the amount of money that the Free State Project puts towards the show, I mean, I don't want to be disparaging towards the project, but it's a not-for-profit organization. It's by no means the amount of money that's going to make or break Free Talk Live. SACL CAI, on the other hand, would be in something
entirely
different. Right. That would be something entirely different. Without the AMP program, program, that'd be something entirely different. What the Free State Project is you know, contributing towards ads.
And haven't I been critical of the Free State Project? I have said on this show more than once that the Free State Project leadership is very bureaucratic, the way it's set up. I've had my critiques. I've actually been somewhat concerned that they might pull advertising from us for being so critical on this program. So there have been things that we've said on this show that have been critical towards some of the decisions the Free State Project board members have made. I critique the fact that the board members are appointed. At one point, there used to be an election process for board members. Now they just appoint one another. I think there's some real problems with the organization. But luckily, we don't talk about the organization. It's the idea that counts.
Right.
And the idea is sound. And whether it's in New Hampshire or Wyoming or Europe or wherever the movement to concentrate activists ends up being.
And the organization is only the board that was put in place to execute the idea. Once you move to – you never have to deal with the board, as it were.
Well, you did when you were trying to get something done recently. You were trying to do a call-out project, and it was just the board was dragging their feet, bureaucratic.
Well, it wasn't just the board. I mean, there's all around I was having problems. But, yeah, you know, nothing's fast, you know, in dealing with other
people.
Yeah.
And it's a committee of people, too. So it's the problem of centralization, command and control. And we've been very critical in those aspects. But critical of the idea? No. I think the idea is pure brilliance.
I agree that the idea is sound.
And the idea is sound anywhere that you can get activists to gather. And I think what bothers these critics is that it's New Hampshire. I think they would have loved it had it been Arizona or California.
If it was Free State Project Bimini, I mean, you know, where you can sell chicks in bikinis to people.
Yeah,
that would make sense. But the fact is you can't find something like that. There isn't a small geographic state in America in the South. The farthest south one is Delaware.
Right.
And Delaware's sitting right on the border there with, you know, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, right next to New York City. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, it's not a good choice.
So
what they called the New Hampshire Mafia, who intended to get the Free State Project moved to New Hampshire, they had a really good idea. Now, maybe there's some other states out there you can critique, but Delaware isn't one of them.
So I say get out there and compete, because we are competing for your activists. I mean, let's be honest. I think that's another reason why these people are resentful toward the Free State Project, is we're competition for their liberty movement. I mean, in some way, if New Hampshire is successful at seceding or getting a vast amount of liberty in comparison to the other states, that'll, I think, help the people in the other states, because they'll be incentivized to get more active and have some liberty where they are, because it'll be something people want. They'll realize that it's good. But that's really long term. Short term, you're losing activists. Short term, you are hemorrhaging. If you are somewhere else besides New Hampshire, you're hemorrhaging activists. People are leaving where you are, and they're coming here. And I think that bothers some of the people who are into staying where they are. And I understand. That would bother me. If I was felt like I was stuck in Sarasota, Florida, and I saw people like Menno Troyer and Neil Connor and some of these other great activists that were from that area moving out and moving to New Hampshire, I'd be really frustrated by that. Oh, I'd be like, hey, guys, why don't you stay here and help us fight it out here?
What I hear from this guy, and I understand it, is when somebody's biased, I don't trust them. And what he hears is bias in our voice.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, Jeremy, I'm biased for the Free State Project.
Should be crystal clear.
I am biased for the Free State Project. Absolutely. I've looked at all of these problems. I've looked at all the solutions I can come up with. And to me, the best solution is the Free State Project for getting liberty in our lifetimes. Will it work? I don't know. Maybe, but I think it's got a heck of a lot better chance than starting a third party, you know, starting up another third party because the Libertarian Party's been taken over, or, you know,
or meeting at Bennigan's once a week to talk about
Ron Paul's campaign for liberty. What's that going to do? It's going to, you know, finance probably some good people to run against incumbents, but what's your chance of winning against an incumbent?
Not
slim. It's going to be a heck of a lot easier when you're up here in one state concentrated.
Free Staters already have wins in their pocket.
Yep.
So finally,
during an election, by the way, where Republicans the Republicans won seats, but it was New Hampshire
was a slaughter.
It was a slaughter, but they won seats in the sense of from where they were previously.
Yeah.
But the seats they won were all New Hampshire Liberty Alliance seats. The fact is, the Republicans would have been killed even more why they all chose to run as Republicans in 2008 when they could have run as Democrats is beyond me. But why they all, and one of them didn't, one of them ran as Democrat. But the only seats that were won in the state were won by NHLA endorsees.
So he says that New Hampshire, or excuse me, Free Talk Live should rename itself to Free State Project Talk Live, since freedom outside the Free State Project doesn't seem to be an option for you guys. Really, sour milk, my friend, well, sour milk. You know, it's clear that we have our preferences on the show, yep. But every time, almost every time, we throw the question out there, if you've got something better, call in and tell us about it. If you're doing activism, call and tell us about it. We have people call in to tell us about what they're doing where they are, and that's great. You should be doing activism where you are if you feel like you have to stay there. Tell us about it. Tell us how successful you've been. Tell us about what's worked. Tell us about what hasn't worked. This is Free Talk Live, and people can call in from wherever they are, whether it's next door or halfway across the world, and tell us about whatever they want to talk about, whether it's something, you know, donuts, or whether it's liberty activism. Whatever you want to talk about goes on this show. Nothing has changed as far as the basic format of this show.
Right.
Just because we're getting calls from activists in New Hampshire, and just because we're involved in activism in New Hampshire, obviously means it's going to have a bit of a flavor to it, and that's just more evidence that there's more activism going on in New Hampshire, because they're calling us.
And every one of these talk shows out there, they all have their shtick. The fact is, you could rename Rush Limbaugh Republican Limbaugh. I mean, because he believes that you should vote for Republicans. That's the solution to all of our problems. If you'll just vote for Republicans, we'll fix it. Yes, there's some Republicans with problems, but once we get in charge, we'll take care of our own, you know?
So call anytime and tell us about all the great successes you're having where you are. It'll be exciting. We really look forward to hearing your story. Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. John in Connecticut, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John. John,
hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind, John?
Well, actually, I've been waiting so long now. You guys are really beating a dead horse tonight, but just to let you know.
Okay. You've been waiting 20 minutes, John. Go ahead. Some people wait for hours.
A little bit more than that. But anyway, I called the other night, and we were on discussion of Free Talk or what is the Free State Project. I'm just kind of wondering what the goal is, just so I can understand. I'm trying to understand what you guys' goals are.
What our goal is, or what the goal of the Free State Project is?
The whole premise of the whole goal of getting a free state.
Well, the idea is that we're not free now, and some of us would like to be free, so we're going to gather as many activists as possible in the same place in order to help achieve that, to make that happen.
Well, what defines freedom to you?
The ability to live life as you want without, as long as you aren't harming somebody else.
Okay, and you don't think you do that now?
I do it for the most part, but I can't exactly live life as I want because some people might throw me in a jail cell if I decide I want to do certain things.
Oh, what is that? I mean, I find that in my experience, in my personal life, you know, I've been on both sides of the fence. I've been on, you know, the side that was very conservative. I followed the laws, paid my taxes, yada, yada, yada. And I've also been on the other side. I've, you know, changed my life.
So do you want a laundry list? Because we'll give it to you. Hang on. More with John. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Probably not enough time for your call. If you're on hold, we'll do our best to get to you. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, and bringing the message of freedom and liberty to as many people as possible around the world. Get on board and get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. John in Connecticut is on the line with us, and you're saying, well, wait a minute, aren't you guys free already? What is it that you can't do that you want to do? And certainly we could go down a laundry list, but since we're tight on time, I'll just give you two things, John, that I can't do that I want to do. Number one, I would like to be able to walk down the street smoking a joint. Number two, I would also like to be free to not have to fund the government education system. Two things that I am not free to do today.
Wow. So you think you should be allowed to walk down the street with a joint that might offend somebody? Might have to inhale. I mean, I've been a pot smoker while I was. Actually, I didn't smoke for.
How about this? Instead of walking down the street, sitting out on my front porch. How about that one?
That I agree with.
Well, then you would agree that we're not free to do those things. There is not a freedom in that realm, and I don't like that. I don't like that my friends and family have been arrested and thrown into cages for doing things like that, and that outrages me, and I want to do something about it.
I really understand that, but have you ever heard the word, life is, I'm not remembering the word, the phrase, that life is a trade-off. Sometimes you have to give to get. You know what I mean? There's no reason why.
I agree that you have to give to get.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
I want to ask you a question. When is the last time that, I mean, is it a big deal for you to go inside your house, shut the door, and smoke a joint, and then come back outside after you smoke? Well, enjoy.
It's not that big of a deal, and likely that's what he does, but don't you, you know that there's a chance that you're going to go to jail, right? I mean, you know that 800,000 people in this nation go to jail for marijuana every year, right?
Exactly. I do understand that. But my point is that if you had a joint, and you know, like I said, I enjoy that. I enjoy that, if, you know, every once in a while. My point is you can go inside easily, go inside, smoke it, come back outside and enjoy your high just as much as if you flaunted it in front of everybody. Why do you need to flaunt it? I mean, nudity.
That's not flaunting it. It's not flaunting it just sitting on the front porch in a hammock smoking a joint. That's not flaunting it. That's enjoying my private property.
Is it flaunting it by having a beer in the hammock?
Not at all.
Well, then there you go.
If you've sat on your porch, and I've done this, I've actually sat on my front porch and smoked a joint many, many times.
Good for you. Luckily, you must have neighbors that are pretty cool and are all right with that, and they didn't call the cops on you.
John, is there a problem? Is there a problem with wanting everyone to be free to do what they want to do as long as it doesn't harm others?
Whole goals, your whole idea of this, of how going about this, is just not a feasible idea.
What's not feasible?
Earlier tonight, you guys, and I find a little excuse me for saying, but I find a little bit of hypocrisy in what you guys are saying.
Your
idea that you guys grabbed a hold of, and let me speak to you just for like a sentence or two. Go ahead. I would really appreciate that. You know, you found an idea, you know, the free talk, the free movement state up there in New Hampshire, you know, and you grabbed a hold of it. And I understand that. You've had your ideas before. You found something that actually seems a little bit feasible, and it sounds a little bit plausible, I guess you can say. And so you've grabbed the whole thing, you're up there, you moved there, you changed your whole life, you moved up there, and you're on that. But it's not going to work, you know?
Why?
Well, because
you said
guys,
so?
How many members you guys have right now?
8,900 signers.
Hundreds have moved already.
How many years now? I think Mark was saying
it's
earlier.
It's going slow, man. I totally agree with you. It may not work. You're right. It may not work.
He said it won't work.
I think that the idea is,
you know,
the most plausible one.
My way of thinking might not be mainstream. Life is a trade-off, and you know what? You have to pick your battles.
Dude, you don't think I know that my political process isn't mainstream?
How do you ever expect these ideas to become mainstream? Or are you just satisfied with just sitting back and keeping your head down and picking your battles? I, for one, like the idea of these ideas being mainstream, and I'm doing everything I can to promote that. And one of those things is to get together with others in the same geographic area to show people that these ideas are popular, gaining in popularity, getting these ideas out into the media on radio, television, the internet, and in newsprint, and we're showing people that there's legitimacy here. We have a concentration of pro-liberty media unlike anywhere else in the world here in New Hampshire, and that's going to make a difference in helping people understand that this is mainstream. So, you know what, John? You sit out there and you keep trash-talking and you keep believing it's not going to happen, and we'll prove you wrong. And maybe you'll be right in the long run, and maybe you'll be able to call up in another 10 years and gloat about how right you were that, hey, you guys in New Hampshire, you're going to lose your freedoms too, just like the rest of us are losing.
We're already losing some.
Thanks for the call tonight, John. I appreciate hearing from you. We go to Sam in Texas. Sam, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen. I got an interesting envelope in the mail today from the Plano Police.
Oh, did you?
They were responding to an open records request that I sent for the case files for a 5-day period, all of the ones that the Plano Municipal Court handled. And normally when they do that, they send a registered letter with a writing on the front that tells me, you know, here's how we're responding to your request, sir, and all this stuff. What I got today was a photocopy of the open records request that I sent, which demanded physical access to the direct records and a time and place where we could meet to go do it.
Okay.
And what they sent me were 25 photocopies of the magistrate's hearing and order of commitment. This is the little magistrate hearing where they sentence people, there's enough evidence here, put them in jail. So they're sending me these. I asked for everything that's in the case file, but what they're sending me is just this one page. So either they've failed to respond to an open records request and they're secreting documents from an open records request, which is a felony.
Or they're incompetent. What a surprise.
Or they're really incompetent, yeah. So I'm going to go in and sort that out and have a little fun. But I looked through the cases, and I wanted to run through the penalties for some of the different offenses.
Okay, sure.
At the low end, the speeding tickets, stop signs, that sort of thing, are 300 to 500. There's quite a few of those.
Wow.
There was a guy who was in a car accident, and he just damaged property. Now, his bail was 500. There was somebody that was caught with probably illicit prescription drugs. Their bail was 500. somebody who was caught with marijuana, just possessing it, what one of the activists in Keene is going to do soon.
Yep.
His bail was $1,000, so twice that of prescription drugs.
Wow.
Now, people actually out driving around in a car drunk, most of their bail was $1,500. In one case, it was $3,000. There were two guys that were actually breaking in cars and stealing things, and their bail was $2,000. So that's half as or cannabis, I guess, is half as dangerous as people breaking into cars.
Stealing people's stuff.
Exactly. Mark, you've been a victim of that as well as me. Now, there's a lady who failed to ID, and she was a fugitive from justice. Now, there you're challenging the authority of the state. So her bail was $10,000.
Oh, my.
And then there was a guy who was burglarizing a building. He was caught inside, and his bail was $25,000. And that rounds it up for the 5-day period that I got.
So what are you planning on doing? You kind of hinted that you're going to have fun with these bureaucrats because they didn't respond to your request as you were expecting them to. Are you going to go in with a camera and confront them, or what do you got in mind?
Yeah, well, nobody signed for this responding to this request because they know whoever's name goes back on this document that they sent back to me, I'm going to come after them.
They'll be responsible for it.
Put their name on it.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm going to go back to the clerk who stamped it in, find out
who
where
sent
he
this?
Is, and say, hey, what's going on with this? Are these the complete requests? And if so, then there's a real problem with them because there's documents that are supposed to be in here and missing, like the criminal complaint. And I know your court wouldn't have jurisdiction if there was no criminal complaint, and they're not in here, so where are they? Who's got them? And I'll see what he says, because whoever has those has them to the exclusion of the clerk of the court, and that's a felony in Texas.
Sam, I appreciate the update. Always good to hear from you. Sam from the Obscure Truth Network. You are actually planning on a move to New Hampshire here probably by the end of the month. And since we've been talking about the Free State Project these last few moments, how do you feel about the chances for liberty in Texas, and why did you join New Hampshire? Why did you decide to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project?
Well, down here the mindset is it's like it is across America. I mean, the only place that I've really found of a concentration of liberty activists who I don't have to go through the conversation to explain these ideas, and that can take months sometimes. The only place where there's people that already understand it and get this stuff is in New Hampshire. They're not here in Texas. I don't have the support that I see the other activists up there getting here in Texas. I'm doing this stuff on my own. So I'm scaring these guys. I'm doing some things that they really don't like, and they don't want to mess with me. But is it going to make a lasting change like I have a chance to do in New Hampshire? Not a chance.
Thank you, Sam, for the call tonight. Always appreciate it. Sam from the Obscure Truth Network at obscuretruth.com. Had a couple calls holding. Sorry we couldn't get to you. Call tomorrow night. We will get you on the air. Of course, the earlier you call, the better your chances. We'll see you then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Drink and